On this part of the morning show today, we're here to talk about the NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team and the upcoming Quilt Gala, which is happening on Saturday. Lorna Maxwell is here to talk about the event. Lorna, this was your brainchild a long time ago, and it's almost to fruition here now.
I know. It's unbelievable that Phil and I were talking about this last fall. It was November, I think. I came on and asked for donations for our quilt gala and tried to explain, you know, what it was going to be, because you can't make a quilt overnight. It takes time. And so in 7 months, I thought 7 months, wow. But it has been an awesome response to our request. We have 50 quilts or quilted items to sell on Saturday. And it's just mind-boggling that, you know, so many people were willing to donate their quilts or someone else's quilt to make this event what it's going to be.
This is your first year. Is this better than you had expected? Or
no? Oh, yes. Yes. I didn't know what to expect. You know, you just don't know. But when we reached 50, I was dancing around in my kitchen because it's like, wow, we have done, you know, with other people's help. This is phenomenal.
And probably no room to dance in your living room. It sounds like you've got a few quilts.
No, my living room is full of quilts and table runners over chairs, on the carpet, whatever, ready to go for Saturday. Yes. Yes.
That is amazing. And is it a combination of quilts that are freshly made, maybe some vintage ones too?
Exactly. We have, new made quilts. We have vintage quilts and table runners. We have donors that have purchased quilts. And have donated them, you know, purchased them at an auction or whatever in the past. People who've spent the last few months quilting like crazy, getting their quilt ready for the gala. Yes, it's just phenomenal.
Have you gotten to see your banker to see how many you can bid on then? Or
I am trying to limit myself, but I have a whole list already of what I want to bid on, plus other members of our team. You know, oh, I like that one, I like that one, you know. Yes, yeah, so all of the above. But yes, I have to set a limit and say, okay, I gotta go with this. But I hope everybody else doesn't set limits. I hope they come with cash, checks, or credit cards. We will take credit cards also at the auction.
Just to attend the auction, it's going to be really a special thing just to attend and socialize.
Yes, we wanted this to be a very happy gay event. So we decided that we wanted people to dress up. Now, I don't want anyone to be intimidated by that. You know, it says suits and gowns, but just come in some fancy attire. I don't care if you wear tights and a tutu and a hat, whatever. Just dress up and be gay for this event, because that's what we want it to be.
Black tie event. We don't have many of those.
No, we don't. We don't. No. It's Saturday, and the door opens at 6. The auction is at 8. We have Mick Cosgrove is going to be our auctioneer. Apparently, he's done other auctions. I've never heard him, seen him, but I know he'll do a great job. We're going to have wine and beer for sale. We're going to have finger foods, which is like hors d'oeuvre type things. So we're not planning a feast or dinner. You know, it's just finger foods and fun things. But we want it to be a fun event. Yes.
It's a big day for Grace because they have the walk run during the morning, and then at night they can go home and rest and come back.
Correct. Yes. Yes. We're going to be setting up all day. We're using the stands from the Friendship Quilt Guild, you know, that they use for their shows to put up the quilts. And Pratt Freight is hauling those from Schmidt for us. So planning all this, trying to bring it all together. I just, you know, we'll be happy when the auction starts.
Can you describe where you envision they're going to be lined up, at one end of the community center?
Well, as you come in the door, probably to your right along that wall, and then across the back of the other wall, because the kitchen is at the other end where we will have food and drinks. And we're going to hopefully set up 10 to 12 tables with chairs for people to sit down and, you know, figure out what they're going to bid on. On the tables are going to be bright dyed tablecloths, and there's also dyed napkins available for sale. The tablecloths are for sale. And then we have prayer quilts. I was going to bring one with me and I forgot. Anyway, they're like a 5 to 6 inch quilt. And on the one side, it has a prayer, and on the other is a quilt block. And in the middle is a small cross, so you can feel for that cross. So those are going to be on the tables and for sale for $5. They're an awesome present for someone who's having a hard time, whatever, you know. So we hope that people will, you know, buy those also.
You have lots of people donating. Could you talk about some of the donors and some of the quilts we'll see on Saturday night?
Yes, I have a whole list of the people that are donating, and they're not in any certain order. Janice Baranek is donating a quilt called Christmas Chandelier. It's 81 by 94. It's white with other Christmas fabrics, and it was quilted by Marilyn Olson. Claudia Barris has donated a wall hanging. It's an angel. It's blue and white. It's outlined with gold lame, and it is 54 by 37. Karen Bindle she's from Muscadet, has donated a wall hanging or table topper. You can use it for either one. It's called Sugar Plum, and it's 33 by 41 inches. It was pieced by Karen, and it was quilted by Stacy Hatch. Brenda Dieter has donated a wall hanging called Maxine. You know the cartoon Maxine. It's has funny quotes. And this is a quilt that's 52 by 52. Don't know who pieced or quilted. She purchased it at a sale. Another donor is Barbara Duke. She's from Soldiers Grove. She made a quilt. It's called Christmas. Because it was a group class project, everybody brought 5-inch blocks, and you picked out what you wanted and put them together however you wanted them. And she picked out the Christmas blocks, and her quilt is 56 by 56. David Ewing of Richland Center has donated 3 vintage quilts. The first one is called Kittens. It's 4-patch set on point. It's 43 and a half by 51. It's machine pieced and quilted by David, and it can be made into a wall hanging or it could be a baby quilt. The second quilt he's donated is called Postage Stamps. It's vintage. It's 81 by 89. It's tied. We don't know who quilted or pieced it. It was bought at an auction in Richland Center. The third one David is donating is Grandmother's Flower Garden, unknown maker or quilter. It was purchased at a Carol Scholl auction by his mother, and it's hand-pieced and hand-quilted. Our next donor is Philomena Poole from Richland Center. She has donated 2 quilts. One is called Bloomin', and it's 41 by 53 wall hanging. It's pieced and quilted by Philomena. The pattern design is laundry basket quilts, spring sprouts, and it can be used as a throw or a wall hanging or a table topper. It has colorful flowers that are appliqued on, and she says it's truly blooming and provides calming and positive feelings. Her second quilt she's donated is called Flicker. It's 73 by 73. It's pieced and quilted by Filomeno. The pattern book designer is Tara Lee Quilting Alberta. The word flicker, she said, means to move irregularly or unsteady, to appear or to pass briefly or quickly. And the quilting on it is just outstanding. Kathy Butler of Spring Green has donated a wall hanging. It's 31 by 40 and a half. It's sunflowers and lilies. And she has also donated a bowl. It's a bowl that's quilted. And it has blue and white in it and blue flowers on the bottom. And my daughter and I are already, you know, thinking who's going to get this. Then the next quilt is donated by Jean Fuller from Boscobel. It was a block of the month from Hidden Quilts in Platteville. It's colors of batiks. It's called Flowers at Night. And it's pieced by Jean, and it was quilted by Barbara Coleman. Our next donations came from Mary Rondo. She's from Blue River. She donated a nice small table topper. It's 24 and a half by 24 and a half. It has 1/2-inch strips of log cabins that's pink and green. She also has donated a flannel quilt. and it's manly to me. It's blue, red, greens, and grays, and it's 60 by 76, and she purchased it somewhere. Marie Kraska from Richland Center is donating a quilt called A Fun Way to Western. I donated a wall hanging. It's called Pomegranates, Peppermints, and Holly. It's 48 by 57. It's wool applique on black flannel with flying geese. And then I'm also donating a small table topper, which is wool. It's 10 and a half inches by 26 inches. And I had made it for a class I was going to teach. Our next donor is Anita Bungie. And she is in Pine Valley now, but she has donated two of her quilts. One of them was a round robin. It's tulips and flowers with yo-yos. And a round robin is the person the quilt is made for makes the center, and then there's other people that do rounds around it. So it has, I think, four rounds around it. It's 53 by 53, and it was hand-quilted. The second quilt she donated is her president's quilt. Our quilt guild, if you are president, then the guild makes you a quilt. And so we made her a quilt, and it was flowers and bees and butterflies. It's 48 by 48, and it's hand-quilted by Anita. Next donor is Sheila Melby from Richland Center. She made four placemats. She pieced and quilted both of them. Fabric, and the interesting fabric, is from the stash of a longtime Friendship Guild member, Jean Gleiss. She's passed away, but will be remembered in many of our guild pieces. We all have some of Jean's fabric. The next donor is Maggie Mesra from Boscobel. Her quilt is called Fun and Games. She pieced and quilted it and has donated it to us. It's 44 by 64. And she says, I am using up my stash to create donations. The next donation is from Christina Muth, from Richland Center. This quilt is 64 by 46. It was pieced by Sharon Weber and quilted by Pat Heffel. And it was a wedding gift from my aunt to me in September 2012. And the colors in it are greens and rusts and beiges. The next donor is Ardith Sowenvac from her shop in Baraboo. It's a table topper. It's 32 and a half inches by 32 and a half inches, and it's roses with pink, green, and white fabric. Our next donor is Suzanne Sabronic from Richland Center. Her quilt is called Crazy Cats. It was pieced by Suzanne, and it was quilted by Sue Hellenbrandt. The fabric is Wyndham, depicts cats in a library and words relating to cats. It's 60, I'm sorry, I already gave the measurements. The next quilt was donated by Martis Burns from Richland Center. It's called Falling Stars. It was pieced by Martis and quilted by Marilyn Olson. It's 60 inches by 80 inches. The next quilts are donated by Carol Moon from Richland Center. She has a pink breast cancer quilt. It's got flowers and pinwheels and four patches, and it's 53 by 60, and this is in honor of her daughter-in-law, Jenny, who's battling cancer. She also donated table runner, Apples for Fall. It's bright colors of greens and red. It has apples and apple blossoms on it. It's 24 by 38. And St. John's Quilting Group has donated a quilt. It's 82 by 65, and it was quilted by Marilyn Olson. And they are also donating some lap quilts to our gala.
My goodness. You have all shapes and sizes, don't you?
All shapes and sizes, colors, themes. It's just amazing the variety we have. The next donor is Tanya Rosenau. She has donated three quilts. The first one is called Spinning in Space, and it's lots of blue colors, and it's 72 by 72. It's machine pieced and machine quilted. The second one is Twirling Birds. It's 71 by 71. It's machine pieced. It has green, plum, and beige colors in it. The third one is Precious Moments. It's 75 by 72. And then our next donation comes from Beth and Ron Fruit. They are donating a quilt that's 66 by 54, and it's called Sparkling Stars. We have a donation from Sheila Stafford from Viroqua. It's a sunbonnet Sioux quilt. It's 60 inches by 72. It's pieced by Sheila and quilted by Carol at the Quilt Basket in Viroqua. And her story is, I stumbled upon 25 sunbonnet Sioux squares hand-quilted on a shelf at Crazy Frank's in Reedstown. Looked lonely and tugged at my heart, hoping to bring someone else's day like it made mine. So this is a wonderful quilt for a little girl's room.
I bet. Yeah.
Yes. Karen Fairbrother of Richland Center has donated two items. One quilt is called Diamond in the Rough. It's a scrappy string quilt. It's 60 inches by 80 inches. She pieced it and quilted it. The foundation is pieced on muslin 6 by 8 inch blocks, and then 10 rows by 10 rows it's put together. Her second donation is Cardinals at Christmas. It's a wall quilt. It's 29 inches by 44 inches. It is a printed panel with blocks on the sides of it, and it is beautiful reds. The Peacemakers Quilt Guild in Hill Point, this was a group project. They donated a quilt 60 inches by 70 inches. It's a rag quilt, so it has raw edges, but each member made a block from their stash, and then they had a couple days of quilting days that they put this quilt together, and it was free motion quilted by Karen Fairbrother. We have a donation from Judy Ennis from Richland Center. It's a quilted jacket that she purchased, and you can make jackets over sweatshirts, and that's what this is, blocks sewed on over the sweatshirt. She also has donated a quilt that's disappearing nine patch, and the pattern and design she saw at a La Crosse quilt show. Our next donor is Tina Muth from Richland Center. She's donated a quilt that's greens, rusts, and beiges. It's 64 by 46. It was pieced by Sharon Weber, quilted by Pat Heffel, and it was a wedding gift from Tina's aunt to her in September 2012. The next donor is Amy Murphy from Gay's Mills. She has donated a quilt called Flowers from the Heart. It is bright colors of gold, pink, red, and green. The designer is Patty Carey from Quilt Magazine, but she pieced and quilted it, and it's decorated with yo-yos. The next donor is Mike Grindeman from Muscadet. He's donating his mother's a quilt his mother made. Her name was Maxine Anderson, and she pieced the quilt, and the pattern for this is Stack and Whack. And then it was professionally quilted. He didn't know who by. So it was probably made about 2012. And Maxine sewed this quilt on an Elna sewing machine, which is an odd brand to me. But that's what he said. I thought that was very interesting. And the quilt is 85 inches by 95 inches. And it has two pillow shams that go with it. It's in beautiful greens and pinks. That's on my list, you know.
That's a big one, isn't it?
That's a big one, yeah. Yes. The next donor is Linda Halpin from Reedsburg. She names her quilt Grace. It's a mini quilt. It's 17 and a quarter by 17 and a quarter inches. It is pieced by machine and hand quilted. The story she writes for it is, every bit of grace, love, and compassion coming together, no matter how small, brings about the healing, as represented in this quilt, where over 75 fabrics in over 500 pieces comes together to make one whole. It has teeny tiny squares in it.
Think about the hours of work that went into that one.
Yes, that one's, yeah. And then we have a donation from Connie McGinnis, from Viola. It's a table runner, and it has sort of a twisted design down the center of it. We have a donation from Barb Wires of Muscadet. She said this started out as a baby quilt for a little boy, and she picked blues and oranges, thinking that was the colors the mom had gone to school. It wasn't. It was a different nephew. So she changed it. It's called Star Woods. It is, the center has stars and the other words, I'm sorry, star words. It has a star in the center, and then there is fabric with words that go around it. And it's about 45 by 45, so it would be a small baby quilt. Audrey Blau of Spring Green has donated 4 table runners. One is Christmas fabrics with mittens on the back. It's 38 by 13 and a half. The second one is Valentine's on one side, Cardinals on the other. It's 34 inches by 11 and a half. The third one is, I think, trees, but maybe mushrooms. It's fall colors. It's a 44 by 13. And then she's donated a table topper that's 29 inches square in fall colors. Helen Nelson of Richland Center has donated a table runner called Triangulations. It's 17 and a half inches by 40 and an eighth inches. It's donated by Helen. She pieced it, and it was quilted by Marilyn Olson. It's brown, blacks, reds, and beiges. And the pattern is Anka's Treasures. And it came in a box of quilting treasures from North Idaho Quilters Show in 2023. My daughter Paige Winton was the vendor of the chair. She was the vendor chairman. I'll get this right. So those are descriptions and names of our donations of quilts and quilted items that will be sold Saturday.
They come from all around, too.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think about how the Grace area has expanded. You are getting some of those from some of the outlying areas.
Yes. It's a greater Richland area. It's more than just Richland Center. And and I think that's important for people to realize, you know, where they came from. I put a lot of pressure on my quilt guild, Friendship Quilters. And, you know, they have provided quilts. The other thing we're going to have at the quilt gala are prayer quilts. They are a small quilt you can hold in your hand. They're like from 5 to 6 inches. One side is a quilt block. The other side is the prayer. And inside, you can feel for a small plastic cross. So it's a wonderful gift to give to someone. It's cheaper than a card, but we will have over 100 of those for sale at the gala. I'd like to thank the Friendship Quilters. We spent a whole day making some of these prayer quilts, and they're just wonderful. The dress code, you know, you can come in whatever you want dressed up. It doesn't have to be a gown or a suit. It's just come and have fun with us dressed up for the event.
You just have so many quilts there and so many, you just have to see it to believe it. You just need donors now, don't you?
Exactly. I want donors to come with money.
With money.
Money to pay for these. And that's a donation to Grace. And Grace needs all the donations that they can get. You know, we're working hard for Grace. The Chamber has sponsored our event. And that was done because they have insurance, because we're selling beer and wine. So I appreciate them sponsoring our event. I thank the paper for printing articles about our event and for you letting me come on and talk about this. I mean, the community helps in so many ways, and advertising is great. The Shopping News, we've done business there. They have tickets for sale at the Shopping News, and Christie's has tickets for sale also that you can pick up.
People can still get them at the door, though.
Yes, you can get them at the door.
And reasonably priced at $10 a piece.
Yes, at $10 a piece, yes.
That's a great deal. And then NASCAR Fans United, I mean, you guys really impressed me about all the things you do during the year. How many are on your team, typically?
Dear. There's not that many of us. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe 10. Maybe not quite 10, yeah.
You're getting a lot of work out of 10 people, aren't you?
Very much. Very much. Yes, they're very dedicated and very willing to do whatever you ask. We do the spring and fall craft fairs. My daughter April pretty much takes care of those. So this is a new event we're trying, and we hope it will be an annual event. I don't know if I mentioned who the auctioneer is going to be.
You mentioned Mick, right?
Yes, it's going to be Mick Cosgrove. He's going to be the auctioneer. So we're going to have fun and food and drinks and spending money on quilts.
Yeah, it's going for a good cause. And again, I commend you for kind of thinking outside the box. You know, it's not just another brat feed or something going on. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this is something that somebody can get a keepsake.
Yes. Bring your wife or girlfriend, buy her a quilt. Make it a date night, whatever you want. Come with a friend. It doesn't matter. I just thought, you know, the quilts, didn't get the attention and money they needed to get that were donated before by quilters. And so I wanted to try to do something different. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And I'm sure some will go higher. Some will go, it just depends on, you know, if there's more than one person interested
yes,
in them.
Yes, we hope there's two or three interested in the same quilt. And we have, you know, a big quilts down to table runners, down to table toppers that are, you know, very small. I think there's something for everyone. The other thing, we're having our tables decorated with dyed tablecloths that are very bright and springy. They are for sale. There's napkins that are dyed that are for sale. And so they're also used for decorations. And the prayer quilts are for sale. So I just hope it's going to be an awesome event.
I think it will be. Lorna, thanks for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate you coming in.
Well, I think everyone has been touched by cancer or has a family member touched by cancer. And my family, you know, my husband died of cancer. My father died of cancer. My brother died of cancer. My mother died of leukemia. I want to end cancer. And so making money for the research for cancer and the people who deal with it is very important to me.
Doors open at 6, auction begins at 8, so people can kind of come and go, you know, just as long as they're there by 8 o'clock.
Yes.
We hope they will.
Yes.
All proceeds go to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Lorna, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. The morning show continues in a moment.